Northwest Missouri State golfer Paige Hoffman joining us. She is the first ever Northwest Missouri State golfer to reach the NCAA National Championships. And Paige, congratulations on reaching this point and everything you've done throughout the season. But take me through what that's like of finishing up round three, then kind of sitting there. And obviously you're kind of watching Yasmin Hang from Northeastern State, and she put together a really fantastic third round there. But kind of looking at the leaderboard and saying, I think I've got a chance. I'm going to go ahead and make my way into that final round here of the NCAA championships.
Yeah, the round three day was crazy for me. I did not know where the leaderboard was at the entire tournament. I made that decision going into it, and I stuck with that game plan. So it was a little crazy to me when I finished up the 18th hole. I doubled my last hole, so I was hoping that just didn't screw me over. And I looked over at Lathan, and I was like, I don't know. And he's like, you don't know what? I'm like, was that good enough? I have no idea where things are at. I don't know how many people are going from this. I felt like after the first round that I'd put myself in a good position to maybe make a run at it, and I just didn't want to blow it up. So that was a nice moment we got to have on the 18th green where he got to tell me, I think you're good. We have to wait to make sure, but you should be good. And that was a really exciting moment for me.
You know, you mentioned doubling there at the end. You had one there at the start. But other than that, I mean, you played really solid golf throughout round three, but the entire weekend especially, too. I mean, starting off with a career best 68. And did you kind of get the feeling, too, after round one and kind of taking a look over at him that, like, I'm at the top? Like, you knew that you were in a pretty good position after the way that you started things off.
Yeah, going into the week, it was just we were kind of just happy to be there. You know, like, we're going to go have fun. And then I went out and shot 68 the first round. So that kind of changed the mode of the week. And that's when I was like, I'm not going to look at the leaderboard because I knew I had to be towards the top. I didn't know if anyone else had gone that low. It was definitely a course that you could go low on. It wasn't playing super long, a lot of driver's wedges. So I didn't know like what the field had shot, but I figured I was towards the top with that number. And yeah, the mood of the week definitely shifted after that first round of, okay, well, we're in this position now. Let's try to make a run at it.
I mean, you're a competitor out there, and whenever you put up a 68 to start, I mean, does that just kind of sharpen things up a little bit, or did you put more pressure on yourself at that point?
I definitely put more pressure on myself at that point. The 68 was really this week how I scored was great ball striking. I hit a lot of greens. I actually didn't have a lot of putts fall when I shot 68. I holed out from 84 yards. I had, like, three other tap-in birdies. Like, I didn't make it hard on myself that day because I didn't have to roll in a lot of putts. It was just great ball striking. I mean, once you're in that position, it's like, I may never be in this position again in my life. You just don't know. You hope you are, but it's golf, and it's, you got to string 3 days together at the right time. So once I was in that position, it was like, it's now or never.
You know, all the golfers that are at this tournament, great golfers, and you know there's really good talent around you. But there are some that, you know what, maybe they're there with a team that advanced and qualified altogether, and so if you have one bad day, you've got some other people to pick you up. What was the feeling like of being on an island of, like, you know, the rest of my Northwest Missouri State teammates are cheering me on. They're right here with me, texting me, and they're following along with the golf stat, but at the same time, it's you have to take care of business on your own. What's that kind of like going throughout the week in that way?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, from the start, it was weird because it was just Lathan and I driving up there. And so, like, that was the first weird thing, not getting to have the fan ride with the team. Playing the practice round with your competitors and not your teammates was weird. I remember on the first day of the tournament, I said something to Lathan. I'm like, I didn't think I realized how much I missed the team until now we're out here. Because usually in a tournament, I have a bad hole, and I'm like, keep your head in it because your score might still count for the team. And Lathan just said, well, Paige, your score is definitely counting for the team today. And that was just kind of the mode we went in from there. But, no, it was a different rhythm to everything. It was weird getting to pick all the places to eat that Lathan and I ate on my own and getting to the course when I wanted to get to the course and not, like, going off of five other people's tee times. And so it's just different. The last day of the tournament, five of my teammates did come out and watch, so – didn't feel like I was quite on an island as much that day with them right there with me, so that was nice of them.
With some of your teammates out there too, but obviously you've been around a golfing community for a long time. You've got folks that you've been to school with at Northwest and up in South Dakota and back home in Iowa as well. How many text messages did you have when you kind of wrap things up? Did you get one phone call or something in particular that you're like, I got to take this? You know, just kind of knowing maybe some previous coaches or teammates.
It was an outpouring of support for me yesterday. Just text from people that you play junior golf with that you haven't texted in years. They saw that I did something good and they sent me a text that was special. One of the most special parts of the week was on Monday, a couple of my former teammates from USD surprised me. I actually thought one of them was in Japan at the time. So it was really surprising to see her come out Monday, and they continued to text me throughout the week. So they were definitely the biggest surprise. It's just cool to see how many people support you. Just like the Iowa golf community especially is super tight. So I've gotten a lot of texts from people I've grown up playing the game with and people who run tournaments here in Iowa, and I just appreciate their support so much.
Well, and that community grows now, too, as an MIAA golfer moving on. A lot of folks you've met throughout the last couple of years that'll be following along as you head off to Fox Run Golf Club in Eureka, Missouri for the NCAA Division II National Championship Meet, which is set to come up about next week. Have you ever been at this golf course before, and what is your thought, too, of it's still in the Midwest? There are a lot of really nice coastal golf courses out there. Would you have preferred to make a long trip and fly out to a place like South Carolina? Or is it kind of nice being in the Midwest still?
It's interesting because I actually have been to this golf course. It was probably 5-6 years ago now. The Iowa PGA played like a Ryder Cup style tournament against the Gateway Section PGA. And I went down to that when I was like 14. So it's been a while. I don't really remember the course, but I have been there. It's always cool to travel, you know, somewhere else. But honestly, I'm happy that it's in the Midwest. I much prefer just getting in the car and driving than messing with flights and all those other headaches. It sounds great, but in reality, it's like it's a business trip and it's not like just going to the beach for fun. So I actually am happy that it's in the Midwest. Cool that it's at a course I played when I was younger. It'll be a fun experience.
I think you said it perfectly. It's a business trip, you know, and obviously you've done well. You played a lot of great golf to this point, and why not go ahead and finish this thing off strong? So, Paige, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations, and looking forward to seeing how things play out next week.
Thank you.